Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Repetents, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-repetent, and let's do this. Parshas Ki Savo kicks off with the mitzvah of Bikurim, where Bnei Yisrael bring their first fruits of the Shivas Haminim to the Beis HaMikdash. There, they thank Hashem for the land and present their Bikurim to the Kohanim. We then learn about Maaser, that farmers need to separate from the crops, give to the Kohanim, the Levium, and Aniyim. There's a three-year cycle for different Maasers, and when a farmer gave his Maaser, he made a declaration that he did so and also asked Hashem for continued bracha for himself and Klal Yisrael. Moshe then gives a friendly reminder, Bnei Yisrael, you chose Hashem, and in return, he's chosen you as his special nation. He also tells them to set up huge stones, anavim gedolos, with the Torah engraved on them when they cross the Yarden. Then comes the grand moment on Har Gerizim and Har Evel, where brachos and kolos will be proclaimed. If they follow in Hashem's ways, bountiful brachos. And if not, well, the kolos list is pretty long. Moshe closes by recalling all the Nisim Hashem performed and urges Bnei Yisrael to stay true to the bris so they'll succeed in everything that they do. Let's move on to a short part from Maamarim Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. So, new things are exciting until they aren't. Your new phone or kitchen gadget, fun for a week, then it's just there. Most people get caught up in this trap, chasing the next thing that'll bring them joy, only to find the excitement fades. But Torah Jews, we've got the secret sauce. Do we sometimes forget it in the back of the fridge? Yes, but that's for another time. See, we know that everything is actually created anew by Hashem at every moment. Yep, even that coffee you're holding was just created again. With this mindset, nothing ever gets old. Life stays fresh because we know it's all part of Hashem's ongoing creation. Klal Yisrael as a whole gets this. We live this reality, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem's constant renewal can be seen with Garinim seemingly appearing out of thin air. And it's not just for us. During Yom Noram, we ask, Meloch al kol ha'olam bechvodecha. We want the whole world to tap into this. When we entered Eretz Yisrael, we even put up Anavim Gedolos with this message as a public invitation. On the flip side, we have Amalek. They not only deny Hashem's role as creator, but they hate the very idea. They're like the ultimate party poopers, intent on trying to ruin the fun for everyone else too. Their lives are filled with negative traits, depression, jealousy, hatred, all stemming from the emptiness of rejecting Hashem's constant renewal. This tension helps explain the connection between the end of last week's Parsha and the beginning of this one. Before we could fully experience the freshness of Eretz Yisrael, we had to get rid of Amalek's influence. Their whole nothing's new attitude was cramping our style to our very core. Moshe Rabbeinu, though, he totally got it. He knew that understanding Hashem's hischachus, his constant renewal, was the key to Bnei Yisrael's happiness and survival. And he wanted in on that firsthand in an Eretz Yisrael experience, where this renewal reverberates the most. But Hashem had different plans. He told Moshe, not yet. Why? Because Moshe's longing to grasp this idea more deeply would actually help sustain us during our future exile. Moshe imbues us with a spiritual DNA, and that yearning would be the thing that eventually brings us back home. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.